I reckon 9 out of 10 for Chris Luxon yesterday. Now, you probably had to see the whole press conference to appreciate it, and I don't know how many would have. And in that is the trouble for any opposition, of course, getting attention, getting cut through is hard work. But for his opening stanza, you could not have asked for more. If you didn't know Luxon from a bar of soap, you would have been a miserable critic with an agenda not to see a real communicator. Now, that doesn't make him the next John Key. In fact, he pointed out he wasn't John Key. And there was a line in the sand over the mess of the last 4 years, and that was that. And if he sticks to that, that'll serve him well. He took questions like an experienced operator. He took questions on a variety of issues and didn't hesitate once. He gave the media a serve. He gave the government a bigger serve. He said, I suspect what a lot of those who have drifted away from the Nats would have wanted to hear. He handled the obligatory question on religion well. He handled the Bridges Collins are they trouble question well. Wasn't afraid to outline very clearly some of the touchy-feely stuff around the place these days, benefits, handouts, ideology, driving policy towards the lowest common denominator, and that wasn't what National stood for. None of his answers went too long, and that's a skill. Ardern, for example, doesn't know how to shut up. Luxon does. You get a lot more done and a lot more out when you're concise. Being concise will serve him well. He was good on the big picture, the aspiration. He was good on the minutiae, the detail of policy ideas. He backed himself as a problem solver and a winner, as a person who gets stuff done. It was almost like you wondered where the hell he'd been for a year, given none of us have heard a peep from him. I mean, can you name his portfolios? Can you name anything he's done in his portfolios? So he took the advantage of a clean slate and a lack of baggage and introduced himself to the country. He did it with clarity and confidence. There is a long road and a large workload to go, of course. But all you can do on day one is impress people. And you'd be churlish to argue he didn't do that.